have a guest in Stoim with something off the charts. Stoim was the opposite of Avram Avinu, the direct opposite. Avram was the Machnes Ha'oreya, Achi Godo, four sides to his tent. Everybody could come in whenever they want. In Stoim, the Shita was Megaresh Ha'oreya. That was the Shita in Stoim. You're not allowed to have Ha'oreya. We know the stories that if Ha'oreyachim came, they not only got special service, or maybe they did get special service, they were tortured to death. That was the gift you got if you came to Stone and you wanted to be a guest in Stone. So they made sure everybody knows they had special beds that made fit the size. The person was made to fit the bed. And if you're too short, if you're too long, they wouldn't make get you a longer bed. They would make you to fit the bed. Anyway, the guy came about a little shorter. Hey, Butch, you look a little shorter. Well, I was in Stone for the weekend. I got chopped up. Where's the legs? Anyway, the kids are so, and if he wasn't, the bed was too short for him, so they did the stretching torture, you know, and they pulled you till you, you know, not only your socks came off. Anyway, from the Meister Sovishal Dover, that was the guest house in Stone. So it was called Frankenstein's guest house. Anyway, but the Meister, they had a guest house in Stone. So that was the guest house. So now Lloyd comes and he invites his Malachim in and he takes him to the house. But not only does he take them to the house, he's moisten nefesh, not shayach rabbis the mesirus nefesh of stoyim. Tam ishkavu, they're about to go down. Anshei shem nesavol abayis v'nar v'atzokei. Not just the heads of the city. Every single person was out there. They didn't just start. They know how to. You think they know how to make a makom meisharim? No, I know the stoyim when that guy came to visit. I mean, a reach man. Their shita was so stark. They had the little babies out there screaming. Not one person. Not like here, this guy makes a chal, that makes a. No, they were all mashba achdus shleima to uproot another orphan from the town. So Lloyd knows it's a pretty scary situation. In fact, he was so scared that, but he brings them to the house. And not only that, they come. They said, "Give him. We want to do our." Achnas orchum to these guys. Let us do the achnas. Let us take. What are you doing, Nobi? We'll take them to the Frankenstein house. We'll show them real achnas. What are you doing in there, Lord? So Lloyd says, No. I know what you do. I know your type of las orchum. It's you know. At the end of the day, there's maybe achnas, but there's no orchum left. Anyway, the kids are so Lloyd not only does that. So when Lloyd does something that the Torah speaks about, and it seems like the most strangest thing, he says, you know, I have two daughters. Take them instead. And the whole parish is a pella because now what is Lot doing? Now you say Lot was a little bit, you know, interesting, but Lemaise at the end of the day, it seems like a fanatic, crazy things doing. So once one time a mahalach in Lot, which is not so fanatical, I mean it's still a little crazy, you don't give over your daughters instead, but Lemaise and Service will go out one time a mahalach. And the mahalach goes like this, that the pshat, the mahalach in Lot is that Lot understood, Lot was no dummy. He grew up at Beis Avram, he was a Talmud Avram at one time. But he left his Rebbe, he thought he knew better. And where did he end up? In Hotchkotch and Lulu. That's a different shmooz. Guy thinks he knows better. Anyway, he ended up, wow, in the wildest place in the world. But anyway, Lloyd grew up in Beis Avram. And he knew what he saw it. That Avram was really close to God. He saw miracles taking place. And Lloyd understood that the koyach for these miracles, what happens to Avram is because Avram was Midas HaChesed. And Lloyd understood the biggest side that if you do chesed, if you're oisik in chesed, then even if there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, even if there is a matzav of kitchuk against you, but chesed is a gewaldig of shmirah, a gewaldig of protection. And be'emes in the parsha, be'emes merum is this word, because it says when the malachim came to stone, before they came to stone. It says Vayovo Yishnei Amalochim. Before that, it says before they it says a lashon. Vayifnu b'shom Hashem vayechuto. No, before that, I'm sorry. A little before that, it says that they vayashkifu apnei stoy. The lashon pause. They vayashkifu apnei stoy. What's the lashon vayashkifu? Rashi says kol hashkafu l'ra'. Every time the Torah says the word hashkafa is a lashon raw, it's for raw, except in one place. Hashkifa mimoin kachecha min hashomayim. Everybody knows that truck. Hashkifa mimoin kachecha. Why? Zok there, because what was he talking over there? There was the parish of Maisris. And Zok Rashi, that the call here by Hashkifa. It could be Shemarad, Hashkifa play style. Pasek Tezai. Call Hashkafa Shemarad, Chutz mi Hashkifa mimoin kachecha. Shagodo koyach mat nasaniyim. Shahoyfech minas arog is the rachamim. Midas Arog is the Ra, the koyach of Matnes Aniyim can be Mahapich, Midas Adin, the Midas Arachamim. What's the Pshar of Kosh? The koyach of Chesed, the Kosh Bo sees that we're doing Chesed with the Aniyim. So the Maisa, the Kosh Bo is Mislabish and the Mahalach of Hagam, that Hashkof of the Ra, Hagam, the person deserves, there's a Midas of Roiges, there's anger. Midas Arogis, it's not Star. The Bereshim's angry. And he wants to carry out Godo Midas Haroiges L'Rachamim. The Bereshim's Roiges means he's really angry. And the Koyach of Midas Harachamim, and the Koyach of Chesed, the Koyach of Manas Aniyim, there's Manas Aniyim, taking care of Aniyim, has a Koyach of Mahapech. So it's Mamish Meridik. Loit had a Mahalach over here. It says that day he became a Shoifei. Light wasn't stupid. He knew they didn't have so much more to live, these people. They were Rishoyim G'doylem. And the more they were Mamish Midas HaRachzorius. The male Mahal. But Light understood that if he'd be able to do now a Chesed, and he'd be able to institute some type of Maisa Chesed, it says that when he wanted me out the salt, if he were able to institute Chesed in the city, Hagan would do it all with many Averis. Averis Biznos and all his Averis. But the koyach of midas harachamim, the koyach of midas hachesed, the koyach of taking care of aniyim and people who are orchim, would be able to mahapich roiges l'rachamim. So loit that day became shoyfet, and he started to introduce takonis in the city. Rashi says that he wanted to give salt. Why did she come to Tziv Melech, his wife? Because when the malachim came to the house, he said he wanted, bring them salt. The lashon over there is that you want to bring this minhag here also. Basically, he wanted not just to establish the minhagim of chesed in the city, but in this ma'aseh of the davka, he wanted to mekayim the midah of midas haracha of chesed. And if he was able to be matzliach in it, so mishal davar, and the city would have made a protest. So just like if you don't protest. It's ki'ilu. It looks like if you don't protest, it's ki'ilu. The Gemara says that if there's a veira, but you don't protest ki'ilu like you did the veira. So if they wouldn't have protested, and they wouldn't have come after him, it could have had that tzchus that would have saved the city. So Lloyd's objective wasn't stop, but it was a mesiras nefesh out of sub, and he felt that that's why he would give up his own daughters. He said because if he's successful to stop them and be able to carry out the chesed in its fullness and let them sleep overnight, so then. But they didn't stop, and they went after. They had to blind them. And Mela, Sefer Dover came out. But the Koyach of Chesed, on a Taina, that was the schus to which. So Mela comes out very geschmack. That the Maisa Rashi says later on that the reason why Hakadosh Baruch Hu saved Loit, why he saved Loit, Rashi says when he was Mahapich the city. And he remembered Lloyd. So Rashi brings over there, why do you remember Lloyd? How do you remember Lloyd? Because Lloyd did not say anything. He didn't say anything when they were Bible. When he went down to Egypt, and he told Machoisi, he didn't say anything. Everybody asked, what do you mean? Lloyd brought the Malachim in. So the argument of Teretz is because the Pshat didn't come from Zich, it was his own thing. He was a Roy, he learned based on it wasn't his own Chiddush of doing Chesed. But feel what I'm saying, it's very geschmack. The Ganze Chesed wasn't be'etzim, it wasn't lishma. It was only for when he went down to Avram. It was a ma'ase lishma that had allowed the koyach to help save Loi. Masha'ekin, the Chesed he was doing now was only he was doing only the te'elah to save the city. So maybe Kiyam Gaila is a schus be'etzem. It could be Yerach HaNavi. When it came out, it would have been, but now that didn't work out, the kid down the schus because of the machshav that he wanted to do it, because the machshav is loy l'shma. The machshav is loy l'shma. He wasn't doing l'shma. He was doing it for one thing. He knew that maybe that the Hashem is knowing me, this connected me, the connected me, that when a person does chesed with somebody else, Hashem is knowing me, the connected me, that even if the person's not deserve it, God Hashem's angry. Hashem wants to put din on a person. But the person's knowing with madness, aniyim of Yisai, it can save a person. It can save a person. The person doesn't realize. I saw a Maisa recently, one of these books. The koyach of midas achesed, midas atzdok, Rabbi Yisai, how it can save a person, how it can save a person. And if you saw the person, is this Yisai? Rabbi Yaakov Hillel. So he was once in America, and he was by a certain Gvir's house. He was near Gvir's house, and all of a sudden he went over to him, and he asked him for a lot of stock. And he said, please, I'll tell you. The guy said, I can't give you now. He begged him, and it was a large sum, and he begged. He said, no, I can't again. The kid saw, the guy, later on, he said that he found out this guy never something happened. He was in a terrible crash or something like that. He had seen that there was a judgment on it, and he was trying to get him to give the stalker. Or maybe when he tells him to go to Shabbat, but maybe he understood that it doesn't work, and he tells him that he's giving it up. The guy's not feeding my sheep, he's not giving it. He's giving it because he's afraid of judgment. So he was trying to get him to give the stalker, but he didn't give it the servant, Chas B'Sham, because of that. What's the pshat? He saw me this din. He saw me this din hovering upon him, but the schus of chesed would have protected him. You don't realize sometimes the aliyah comes on, he's bugging us. I'm not saying we have to be paranoid and OCD. Every time the aliyah comes to us, we have to be OCD about it. But we don't know. Sometimes the aliyah's bugging us a few times, and you don't know about that. It could be that, you know, there's something chas v'chalila, and the koyach of midas has stuck with us in the heart. Because the pshat is Hashem is noeg, midas, keneged mida. We call him rachem al abiyos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachem olov. And just it's fakir, but not merachim. So then it goes through with the regular din, Rabbi Yisrael. So the koyach of Rachmanis, the koyach of Ches, Rabbi Yisrael, the koyach of the etzem zach, Rabbi Yisrael, it puts you in a stage, a status of a bal chesed that right now, when you're in that matzah, there's a tremendous shmira because the chesed of Kodesh Baruch Hu does with you, Rabbi Yisrael. And this is such a value thing you have to realize, and the yisoid is partial, Rabbi Yisrael, because when a person does chesed. The person that's chesed, Rabbi Yisai, at that moment you're holding up the world. It's not just tam. Not just tam be'etzem. But the person that's chesed, it's holding up the world, Rabbi Yisai. Oylem chesed yivon, the tachas is for chesed. So the person that's chesed, so chutz for the be'etzem, he's holding up the world. You're plugging in to the whole tachas of Bria. The male has a tremendous shmira for you. If you now hold up the Bria, so maybe Misha Boylem is Tim, Shaskaza, Marachul Chetez. There's a tremendous lesson here. You know, I think it's a gavaldik yisod. It's my own chiddush. I don't see it anywhere. But it's a gavaldik yisod. Rabbi said, but we see from here a tremendous, tremendous thing. Rabbi said, that midas achesed is so powerful. Midas rachmanis and chesed that merachem. You do something for something else. Rabbi said, you mind something else. How much a kodesh baruch hu pays back? And chas v'chalila, if there's anything, and certainly if you want to get good things, if a person sees you, how you're showering to other people, you give to other people, but it's like, Kodesh Baruch Hu pays back, you try to do a chesed, something pays back, it's unbelievable how Kodesh Baruch Hu pays back, and very, very quick after you're going to see it for yourself, you'll see it in your life, very quick after you see you do chesed, and Kodesh Baruch Hu does chesed with you. I was on the plane now, I was going to on my way to America, and for some reason, I remember I called my travel agent a week before to make the ticket, and I said, you know, so I was paying for the ticket, so whatever. I told him who's the call, give me the credit card, I made the ticket. I forgot. And like a day before the flight, I call up just to make sure everything's good, because I even forgot that I was too busy, I forgot exactly when I was flying. So the Maisa, I mean, I'm always flying, but when I'm flying on the plane. So the Maisa, I called the travel agent. By the way, you know, obviously, what aisle seat was there? He says, sorry, there's no aisle. I understand. I'm traveling with so many. I guess he forgot to do the aisle seat. You know, I said, how many years I'm traveling? You put a plaque in your living room. This living room was donated by Rabbi Applebaum. But anyway, Bikita, so she said, we can't do it. I said, you try, you know, maybe at the airport. I come to the airport. I can. You know, towards whatever, I get there, And on my side, I say, but there's no tripod. The kids had nothing to a middle seat for that. Gishmak, 11 hours. One time I had that, I was on a plane. A very, very big, not white woman was next to me. And you don't want to do any negiyah, so you're like a sardine in a sardine can for 12, 11 hours straight. And then I had to use the laboratories. She was sleeping. Oh man, was I dialing, get up. Baruch Hashem, she woke. Anyway, but on the other side, there was another kid. It's horrendous. I don't know if you're in that middle seat sometimes, the 11-hour flight. Anyway, for this, I was dreading. As I got on the plane, and I'm walking around, I'm looking, I see, okay, it's in the middle seats also, you know, you have to climb over everybody over there. Anyway, it's the middle seat's middle, so it's like it has all the mileage. Anyway, so I'm saying that all of a sudden, one Hasidic guy comes over to me, he says, can you help me, He says, what's this? He says that I'm sitting over there, but there's a girl and a thing, so could you speak to them and make some type of switch for me? You know, I said, why didn't I don't want to, I guess he didn't want to, he didn't want to speak to her, whatever it is, I went over, I asked nicely, it was a partial switch. If the girl would move back and the boy would move to him, so the three men would sit together, then he gets up, they were chagoyna, but they did it. I see, Shem Yisrach, until he got to his seat, I said, please, quick, you know, they're standing waiting. But anyway, Hashem, we got him in there, and now 2 minutes later, somebody else came over to me, knew me, said, you know, maybe sit next to us. And they gave me the aisle seat. So I went out to a chest to get somebody's seat. Not long afterwards, I got the aisle seat. I was ready. It was also another thing, because I dabbed so hard before, and I threw it my tefillahs, and I brought Hashem, took it, whatever. It was a little secret event, what happened, but the service was over. I got my aisle seat, that service was over, thanks to whatever, it's a different family that helped me with that. But the Maizah service was over, I didn't know, till after I finished doing that act, I got moved into a seat where it was not very comfortable for me. So you went to do for somebody else, the Russian looks like you, you're doing chesed with somebody, but it's that we think when we donate our time and efforts to chesed, we think it's the Lord's blessing. And Russian pays back heavy because all of chesed is born in Russia. So sometimes you got to spend time doing chesed with Russia. You got to do chesed. Not the biggest chesed you could do in the period of Russia is living that Torah. That's the biggest chesed. Talmud Torah connected to it, that's for sure. And to learn with somebody else and to help somebody else, the greatest chesed, the child of myself. For the maestro, sometimes we have to chesed by other types of chesed. There are people that need to be heard out. They're going through a tough time, to listen to them, to go do this, to exert yourself, to help somebody, myself. And like we always get to at the end, myself, which is so important, myself. I'm so happy we have it, because there's a different sugya. The institution of marriage is going bankrupt with a big B. Chapter 11 is on chapter 12 already. The whole thing is going bankrupt. Hashem Yirachem, marriages are falling by the wayside. Marriages, you see, say it's newlyweds because they never get it again. Newlyweds, older weds, early weds, middle weds, end weds. They're 97, she's 96. What are you getting divorced? What do you have left, man? We don't get along anymore. It's been 66 years you've been together. Yeah, but it's time for a break. Anyway, the kids are, but older people, younger people, are Hashem Yirachem, because people don't know what marriage is for, but marriage, the story of all marriage, is chesed, it's all about chesed. You want to be toiv, and that takes a lot of things, and you're not interested in hearing about the new matzah ball recipe that she found out in the Harrods Margretten cookbook that she found. The new matzah ball recipe for Pesach. She's talking about it already now. It's not even Hanukkah. She wants to see the new matzah ball she made for Pesach. You're not really interested right now hearing about matzah balls. It's not really your biggest interest to hear the recipe. Two teaspoons salt to 1 teaspoon pepper. That's not really your interest right now to see how that matzah, how fluffy it's going to come out on Pesach. Even if it's for Shabbos, not so much, but for sure not for Pesach, about the matzah ball. Because you don't even eat matzah balls. You're eating girl eat kebabs. She forgot. But you don't want to break up her feelings. So let her talk about the matzah ball. She's so excited. Wow, she comes home. She thinks she answered the Kiva Eger's Kasha. She just figured out how to make the matzah ball. But the heart that's answering of Kiva Eger's Kasha, you have to sit there listening. Wow. That is exciting. And if you put the salt in the between, what's the din? Oh, that's a good kasha, she says. You're listening intently. Beautiful kasha. I'm happy. Son of Ian Godot. I'm Esther Remington. And tomorrow we got it over this year. Sigi Sugya Matzah Ball 2. That's chesed. That's what's necessary right now. That's what she wants to talk about. You might want to talk about some important things. She wants to talk about Matzah Balls. So you sit there and you listen and say, wow, I can't wait for Pesach to come. Because that's chesed, that's what your wife needs. The Chaznish says that the ultimate chesed is a husband's chesed for a wife, because he has no one else to listen to our stories. The neighbor hung up a long time ago about the matzah ball. If you're going to sit there and listen to about the matzah ball, Yizrecha Beis Hashem, it's just that we listened to about the matzah ball, Yizrecha, we should look down upon us on our chesed and shower us with chasod and toivim at Bias Goyim.